Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. After 10 people were injured in a mass shooting at a high-rise rooftop party in downtown Madison, Wisconsin overnight, this from Police Chief Sean Barnes.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
All of those injured are between 14 and 23 years old, no arrests. Hamas claims hundreds of Palestinians were killed in yesterday's Israeli military raid in Gaza that rescued four Israeli hostages. A White House official says they've seen nothing supporting those claims, saying he disapproves of how Prime Minister Netanyahu's running the Gaza war, resigning from the government's war cabinet. Moderate Israeli politician Benny Gantz, no plan for after the war, he says. A surprise announcement from French President Emmanuel Macron, dissolving parliament, calling for new lawmaker elections. This after his party suffered defeat in the European Union elections. Far-right candidates for Austria and Germany also won. This is ABC News. Former President Trump, scheduled to be interviewed by New York probation officials tomorrow. It's required before his July sentencing in his criminal hush money case, according to people familiar with the plan. Mr. Trump will do the interview via a computer video conference from his home in Palm Beach, Florida. Healing Gardens opened throughout Baltimore this weekend, part of National Gun Violence Awareness Weekend. Among those on hand, Lisa Mollock, who lost her goddaughter in a triple homicide.
We don't want anybody to kill anybody. We've been working hard to reduce gun violence. We cannot celebrate until there's zero lives lost, because one life is one too many.
Saying she's not disappointed that she's been left off Team USA basketball for the Olympics this summer, WNBA Indiana Fever's Caitlin Clark.
I know it's the most competitive team in the world, and I know it could have gone either way of me being on the team, me not being on the team. So, I'm excited for them. I'm going to be rooting them on to win gold.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Ever take a vacation? Let's talk about hotels and junk fees. Junk fees are these surprise charges that just pop up when you check in. They're called resort fees or curation fees or some other vague junk that wasn't included in the price when you booked your hotel online. Hotel junk fees cost travelers an average of $26 a night, roughly $3 billion a year, according to Consumer Reports. So how do you avoid them? You do your homework. Now, sometimes a website's going to have like a display total price button that you can click. But the surest way is to just pick up the phone and call the hotel before you book. While they're not obligated to tell you anything online, I found that friendly front desk folks usually can give me the straight story. It's worth $26 a night to make that phone call. For more tips on saving more and spending less, head on over to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, The Takeaways, a double dip of The Takeaways to kick off Heavy tonight. That was Ain't It Strange from the American Dead's Big Sexy compilation in celebration of Aaron Ingold's 45th birthday. Before that, The Takeaways with Miracle Round. You can see The Takeaways performing live at the Rigby Pub and Grill on Friday, July 12th with the Regular Johns, that's a Queen of the Stone Age tribute band, and Magic Conch. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy across Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy Kay, filling in for M-Shell. But don't worry, M-Shell will be here just after 10:30. She has a conversation recorded with the band Midnight Crow. And we'll hear that just after 10:30 tonight. We got music on the way from Andrew David Weber. We'll do some Carbellion and Abaddon's End. Right now is brand new Lords of the Trident from the video game EP. This is brand new music from Lords, To Kill a God. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Oh! question.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
I'm not afraid to
sunset from the south side.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It may take a while to make me whole again in your eyes, but I don't care, cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in my. Perfect specimen, but you are no great scientist. My house is not a petri dish. Examine something else. I don't care to tell you everything, boy. You are no great therapist. I have had quite enough of this. Go counsel someone else. I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip, and I fall. I can't always walk so tall. Touch in. I have not been sleeping much, but you are no great doctor. I'll be seeing someone else. I've had my run-ins with the law, but you'll never be my one phone call. You are no great judge, but if you must go judge yourself. I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip, and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl and crawl. I'll crawl. I'll crawl. I'll crawl. It may take a while to make me whole again in your eyes. Cause I can see a bigger picture, and all I focus on is what I see in mine. And I try to be great. I always make mistakes, and I slip, and I fall. I can't always walk so tall, but if I can crawl, I'll crawl.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with Andrew David Weber. That was Craw. Carbellion before that, off their latest release, we heard Pity the Backseat. And Absence in Adolescence, that was Abaddon's End, who cleaned up with some hardware at the Whammies this year. Congratulations to the guys in Abaddon's End. We also heard the latest from Where Is the Key and their song Echoes. I'm Jimmy K, hanging out with you on a Sunday evening as Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal. M. Shell is going to join the conversation in just a couple of minutes. She has an interview with the guys from Midnight Crow. That's coming up next. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I'm your host, M-Shell, and I am here with the band Midnight Crow. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Just chilling.
Good, that's awesome. So tell us who you are and what you play in Midnight Crow.
My name is Stanley Gene Mendiola III, and I play lead guitar, rhythm guitar, and vocals.
I'm Jeremy. I play bass in Midnight Crow. Occasionally I tell jokes or sing, you know, depending on the occasion.
Wherever you need to fill in.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So how long have you guys been a band?
Oh, that's a great question. About 2 years. I think we started just before Halloween about 2 years ago. Before that, we've all kind of played together and with friends, and it's kind of morphed into what it is today.
Right on. And that's usually how it kind of happens. You know, it's, hey, you guys know a bassist. Hey, you should play with us. And you start jamming and writing music together. It's such a natural way for that to happen. So what can you tell us about Midnight Crow? Like, what is, if you can classify a genre, what would you say Midnight Crow would be?
Oh, that's a great question. We actually found out this last weekend at our show that we played that, everyone has kind of a different opinion on what genre we are. We kind of tell people it's rock and roll with a heavy blues influence. This weekend we got 70s, 80s, southern rock, and nobody mentioned the blues at all. So there's that.
Yeah, that's always kind of interpretation, it seems like.
Yeah, it's hard to... We use so many different aspects of different genres. We've got so many different backgrounds with Stan being in, you know, like having a blues background and a barbershop background. And I have all different kinds of backgrounds with punk bands and jam bands kind of thing. And then our drummer, Aaron, he's all over the place. He plays everything. So we all come together. It just melts into one big pot and it works out.
Yeah, creates your own unique sound, you know, which is awesome to me. It's all rock and roll, you know, fight me on it. But so where does the name Midnight Crow come from?
Oh, that comes from Jeremy.
Yeah, Stan and I were collaborating on some names, and we went with Midnight Something, and we found out that somebody already had that name, and I'm a big Black Crowes fan, so I was like, well, what about, like, Midnight Crows? And Stan was like, what about, like, just Midnight Crow? We looked up the meaning of Midnight Crow, and it's, you know, it's what a rooster does in the middle of the night to either sound alarm or to let people know that's where the party's at, and we're like, yeah, that sounds like us. So,
that's awesome.
That's where it went from there. So,
right on. Where are you guys out of?
We say Milwaukee, but we're kind of spread all over the place. So I'm in Menomonee Falls. Aaron is in Wauwatosa, and Jeremy's down in Kenosha.
So I'm in like Southeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, I swim down by the lake, but yeah, Southeast Wisconsin. A good area for us.
Done. So where do you guys play?
Just about everywhere. Anywhere that'll let us play. We just like making music and having fun. We've gone as far as Boston. We play in Kenosha quite a bit. Racine, Milwaukee, Waukesha. In Sheboygan for the first time this last weekend.
Right, we're huge in Sheboygan. Huge.
Huge in Sheboygan.
Awesome.
But yeah, pretty much anywhere that supports and helps promote local original music.
Excellent. And it's so important, you know, supporting that local scene. So, hey, everybody, if you are just tuning in, this is Max Inc. Heavy, and I'm your host, M-Shell. I'm here with the guys in Midnight Crow, Jeremy and Stanley. We were just diving into a brief look into their background and just played their song Anthem Drive. So, guys, can you tell me a little bit about this song?
We've kind of had these, like, generational steps as people have changed in the band. And when Aaron came in and when Jeremy came in, like, we kind of evolved a little bit more. And then Aaron came in, we evolved even more. And when we wrote this song, everything pretty much just starts with a guitar riff. And we really wanted to, our goal was to write like an anthem. And like when we were writing the song, it didn't have a title, and we just called it the anthem song. And we wanted to write a song for summer, like the kind of song that you just roll your windows down, crank your radio, everybody can hear it, you're having a good time. And it kind of just went on from there. And I found that a lot of, you know, those rock anthems that we all know and love are about just that, rolling down the window, cruising, being with the girl you love or the guy you love, whatever it may be. And it just kind of all came to fruition. And it was kind of the first song that we really, I don't want to say that we were intentional about, but that we were very meticulous about and were very attentive to the details in taking different aspects from those rock anthems that we all know and love.
That's really cool. I would definitely say that's the feeling that I got from it, you know, maybe because we're finally getting really nice weather here in Wisconsin, sort of.
Yeah.
But there's a music video out that is the anthem Drive, correct? Tell me about the music video.
Kind of under the gun with time, came to recording that music video. I had a plan for getting in the studio, getting it done, getting it released. We wanted people to have it available to them. When we had the audio finally all done and mastered and back to us, about to play a show at Maddie's out in Waukesha, and we decided that we should shoot part of the video there. The most unfortunate part about that video was we had that like haze in the sky from the wildfires. I had envisioned this beautiful like sunset, listening off the car, whatever it may be, of having haze. Just trying to like capture that live music feeling. That rolling down the windows, cruising down the street with your girl, enjoying your life and getting away for a few minutes. I think that's really kind of what each of us try to do every time we get on stage. Like the music doesn't have to be perfect. The instrumentation doesn't have to be perfect. The vocals don't have to be perfect. We just need to go up there, play rock and roll, have fun, and let everybody forget about their week, their day, their month, a little bit of time that they're there.
Yeah, music as an escape. It's the best therapy, in my opinion. We will be playing Launchpad Larry next. So talk to me about Launchpad Larry then.
Take it away, Jeremy.
Oh, well, this has a lot to do with Stan's love of trains. And he loves the tragedy story that turns, you know, sometimes good, sometimes bad. And this is the story of a man who is on a train.
This song's actually based on a true story. I don't know the guy's actual name. Larry just happened to start with L, and so did Launchpad. but it's a true story about a guy who blew up his locomotive while he was driving it. And I was like, hey, that sounds like a song. So we wrote one.
Oh, dang. Okay. Was it like a Wisconsinite or just like some random story?
I don't remember. I was doing a lot of research on like locomotive and like train conductor lore and like looking up different abbreviations for things because we had wrote another song about trains prior to this one, ironically enough, and I came across this story and I thought it was fake, but I looked it up and it was actually true. I don't remember. I want to say it was down south that it happened, but the story is there's like a pressure relief valve for the steam on a steam engine. It makes like a pretty loud whistle, and this gentleman didn't like it, so he actually sat on it so it would stop making the noise, and it ended up causing so much back pressure in the system that it blew up.
Oh man, that's a great story. You're right. That's an awesome song. Definitely looking forward to playing that next after the interview. So where can we find you and what's about your shows coming up?
For sure. Well, we're available on all major streaming platforms, including YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, all that good stuff. For shows, we're going to be at Glacier Valley Music Fest on June 8th, and then we will be at Summerfest playing the Whammy Finalist stage. That's June 28th at about 5 p.m. We're excited about that, or 8 p.m., I'm sorry. We're excited about that one. And then we have one more show booked right now in August, and that one's in, Jeremy, remind me.
Edgerton.
Yeah, in Edgerton.
The The best way is to go to our website, which is themidnightcrow.com. And it has everything from songs to videos to pictures and merch.
Show dates.
Yep, you can find everything you need on our website. So that's the best way. And that website actually has links to send you to Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere that our music is streaming.
That's awesome. So that is themidnightcrow.com. Find out more about the Midnight Crow. Sorry, just Midnight Crow. I mean, you guys are the Midnight Crow, but they are known as Midnight Crow here in Wisconsin. Thank you so much for your guys' time. Keep rocking out there. I also cannot wait for the Whammy Summerfest stage. Last year was a blast, and thank you so much for being on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Up next on Max Inc. Heavy is Launchpad Larry by Midnight Crow on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Riding down the rails with your man.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Midnight Crow and their song Launch Pad Larry. We also heard Anthem Drive in there. Thanks to the guys at Midnight Crow and M. Shell for the awesome conversation of the night. If you missed any part of that interview, or if you want to hear other interviews that we've done here on Max Inc. Radio, or perhaps you just want to download and listen to Max Inc. Heavy or Max Inc. Saturday Night, it's all waiting for you right now. Hit the podcast at maxincradio.com and be sure to check out the show schedules on there as well. I'm Jimmy K, hanging out with you on a Sunday evening, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. We have another hour of Heavy on the way. We're going to kick it off with a double dip of Fuzz Dolly. Right now, it's Cold Black River. The song is called Time Lord. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Thank you. That's nothing about the medicine. Goddamn doctors on the loose again. Time alone, jumping in that box again. Can't stop thinking about the medicine. Goddamn doctors on the loose again. Time alone, jumping in that box again.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.